The Shulchan Aruch discusses an interesting scenario where you have three people eating, they ate together, all the requirements of the Zeman were met, they were one group, they ate the right foods. However, some people were not paying so much attention and they already benched. Before the Zeman could happen, some people forgot and started benching. And they finished benching, so now what's the halacha? Can they still create a Zeman after they benched? Shulchan Aruch says, if you have three people and all three people forgot and benched, so you can't do a Zeman anymore because the text of the Zeman is, Rabbo Sain Nivarech. You're basically inviting everyone to come and bench. You already benched, so you lose the opportunity, obviously, to do a Zeman at that point. Even if two out of three people already benched, so the one guy is still, he loses his mitzvah, because how can one guy say again, Rabbo Sain Nivarech means one guy saying to plural, come, let's bench. There's only one guy left who didn't bench, the words don't make any sense. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you have two guys who did not bench and one guy forgot and benched, they could create a Zeman together. One guy, three people, they all ate bread, they all ate the normal foods. Two people wanted to make a Zeman. One guy forgot, he went and benched. It happens sometimes, he just went and benched. So the halacha is, they still can create a Zeman. Even though he only has two people left who didn't bench, they still can create a Zeman. One of the guys will say, Rabbi Sain Varech, and even the guy who already benched, all he's saying is what? Shulchan Aruch says, he's just saying, Baruch Shechal Mishalo. Let me bless Hashem who I ate from. He did eat. So even though he already benched, he could still join in a Zeman. So therefore the halacha is, as long as you have two people who did not yet bench, even if one person already did bench, they could create a Zeman, and those two people would be yotzei their mitzvah of a Zeman. Have a good day.